get your voice. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday Coffee Tea with Me conference call with the fabulous folks from Natural Immunogenics, the makers of Sovereign Silver, Sovereign Copper, and those wonderful healing gels. Let me first introduce on her birthday. How about that? She came on her birthday. Let me introduce lovely Nora. Say good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How is everybody?
Okay, well, they're not all going to answer, but everyone is good. They're here. They're looking forward to the call. And I wanted you to get in there and let them hear your voice. She is taking over for Tatiana, and she will be our liaison. If you need anything or something doesn't happen right, you contact me. I'll contact her, and then she'll contact you and make it right.
Yes, I will be here and able to facilitate communication and ensure everything is working between Mel and myself, and it's all for you guys.
Well, thank you so, so very much for taking the time out of your birthday to jump in here and say hello to everybody. And I look forward to continued success with my new liaison.
Thank you so much. I am excited.
Happy birthday, young lady.
Thank you very much.
You have a blessed day now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you.
Bye, Nora. All Thanks right. for coming on.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Seth, are we expecting your good friend?
I'd ask the crowd. I think he's in here with us.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Harry.
Oh, okay.
I recognize that voice anywhere.
Okay, well, we're glad that you're here. This is Dr. Sean Devlin. Do I have that right?
Correct.
Okay, that's good. And welcome to howicuredmorgellons.com. And we have people who all suffer from different types of toxic diseases. And Seth, in his humanity, has been a wonderful friend to our community, as have many of the manufacturers and research people who understand that Morgellons, Lyme, Candida, mold, these are all very serious things and will cause people to lose the quality of life they had come to understand. So welcome, sir, and any input that you're going to give is going to probably be new information for our listeners, but I think that, you know, we ought to refer to the boss and let him say hello and talk about whatever's new or whatever he wants. And then I'm going to turn the floor after people ask him questions over to you and let you talk about whatever it is you'd like to talk about.
Perfect.
Okay, I guess that means okay. All right. Good morning again, Seth.
Good morning, Mel.
Well,
happy to be here.
Give us an update. What's new with you and the company? I know you've been traveling.
I have. I've just completed my first 9 conferences for the year, going into 10, and then I will be unavailable for most of May as I wind down conference number 10, which is our biggest one of the year so far. That's the World Congress for Anti-Aging Medicine in West Palm Beach. And then I go to California for 10 days. Then I come back and I go to Austin, Texas for the June 7th world premiere of Protocol 7. If you guys haven't heard about that film, you should see it. Look it up. It's Andy Wakefield is one of the pioneers in the space of health sovereignty. He's one of the first who raised a major, major alarm decades ago on the MMR jabs as a practicing gastroenterologist. So he's suing pharma for big fraud. That is the crux of his first feature film, which is Protocol 7, in which I have a little cameo role with some other exhibiting companies, manufacturers. So he invited me out for the premiere, so I couldn't say no. So it meant I had to change my schedule. But that's exciting, and that's new on the horizon. Q3, we will have our 30 part per million professional copper delivered to the market, it looks like. It'll be very therapeutic. I can't wait for you guys to all try it in this community. antiparasitic, antifungal, anti-inflammatory. Copper has so many roles in the body, and I'm sure you all are benefiting already. And forgive me, I live next to the airport, so you're periodically going to hear some relic from decades past from aviation in the background.
Not a problem. So what's actually new over there? I mean, over here we have, looks like it's going to be a record year out of the last 5 years of people restoring their health in the same time frame of the same year. And I believe that a lot of it has to do with Sovereign Copper, because anyone that I am doing coaching with, every one of those people is taking the copper, and believe it or not, almost every single person that I'm coaching is going to get better in the next year to 16 months.
Right.
And that's amazing, because in the old days it was 18 months, and then unfortunately with the toxicity, it then became about 3 years, and then extenuating circumstances and previous health issues could drag it out even to 5 years.
But
now I've got a whole bunch of people, most of them are working, which makes it tougher, and yet I'm going to get all of them out of here in under 2 years, or just about 2 years. And again, I think the copper has just that extra punch, okay, that we needed to compensate for the ever-increasing toxicity.
Right.
So
yeah,
you keep on making new things, please.
As you know, just so you know, for the record, that copper was almost 14 years from one product, new product, to the next. The last new product, having been really new product, was the First Aid Gel in June 2008. Copper's now been on the market for like 29, 30 months. Its sales have eclipsed anything we had and we thought it would do. It's blown it out of the water. We're convinced that it will turn off ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement, or pathogenic priming amongst those who've had jabs, COVID jabs. We know that copper will shut down a systemic cytokine storm, and silver is notoriously effective for a localized cytokine storm. So again, for a systemic cytokine storm, copper is going to be fascinating, and the 30 ppm will be a real game changer for the medical community, because it'll be quantifiable, right, in terms of what you really get in terms of a result. You can start to see labs, real changes to labs, which is always very important. That's how you know whatever you're doing is as effective as you hope it is or as you expect it to be. So that's when due diligence really does play a role. The doctor's doing the due diligence to identify our product as something unique and new in the world and devoid of any toxicity, allows all kinds of usage with all kinds of freedom, and offers nothing but hope for humanity. That's really where this is headed. I think that everything that we know, we have known up until this point, is all going to die on the vine. We're going to be taught that everything was a lie, and I don't even know how hospitals are going to continue to exist. I think it'll be wellness centers and urgent cares, perhaps, on the off chance that something went wrong. But I think the whole Rockefeller form of medicine, which is kind of what brought us all here together anyway, every disease that we're talking about are patented, aren't they? Isn't Morgellons patented? I know.
Oh, yeah. This is patented by a government that says it doesn't exist.
Right. No. So now we know that they're all bioweapons. Right? No, that's unquestionable. You only get a patent because something's man-made.
No. Hey, there are patents on Lyme.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Let me tell you my theory of the evolution. Okay, and then most people think I'm nuts, but I don't care. Okay.
I know you're
so
not.
They start making gases to kill people in World War I. Whoa. They don't really use as much gas in World War II. That's interesting. But boy, after that, okay, Korea, they take lime and they really bring it forward.
Mel, did you just say they didn't use a lot of gas in World War II?
Not that I'm aware of.
What are you talking about? The concentration camps were gas factories.
Yeah, but I don't mean like that. I mean on the battlefields where they were spraying from the air. No. I know about the ovens, buddy. I'm Jewish.
Yeah, I know. And that's why you said no gas in World War, lot less gas in World War II. I'm like, they liquidated millions with gas.
Yeah, but I don't look at that. I look at what they're doing on the battlefield.
Okay,
so now we're getting into Korea, and Lyme's not really, Lyme is good. Now we go to Vietnam, but we need to make lime stronger. I think it's called Agent Orange. Now, my uncle got limed in Korea and died in his early 50s, horribly. My dearest friend from, one of my dear friends from hockey, got Agent Orange in Nam. Okay, he died late 40s, a horrible death.
Yeah.
And that still wasn't good enough. And then they went out in San Jose, the big college, and they made more gallons. And they named the three people that were part of it. And, I mean, I didn't know that when I was sick. I found out in 2012 when I found the first time I found the patent for more gallons. I got sick to my stomach. I mean, sick to my stomach. I couldn't believe the world became so evil. And that wasn't good enough.
Oh, yeah.
Now we got COVID, and we're going to kill more with the injections to cure it. Oh my God!
They're saying right now that global mortality is about 15 to 17 million, which I think is a bullshit number. I think it's much higher than that.
So do I, because so many people who died from Morgellons and Lyme were diagnosed with something completely different in the autopsies. So you can't believe them, okay? You just can't believe what they say. You got to magnify what they say the way you feel and the way I do. It, when I started 15 years ago on our first conference call, I explained to people, I'm sorry to announce that this will become a worldwide pandemic. And it has, okay? We have 130 countries around the world that have come to my website. And we have the visitors online now and what country they're from and how many are here. I mean, it was amazing. We had like a dozen people from China yesterday. That was the most I've ever seen from there.
Wow.
So that tells me that there's something terrible in the air there, and a lot of people are getting sick and finding us.
Are you able to check different languages on your site?
Yeah, we have a translation device. That's why we get them all.
Good, good, good. All right, just a question. I wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Awesome.
Oh, no. For a small enterprise, we got some decent ideas here.
No, that's brilliant. That's a very, very, communication is everything. Digitally?
That's right. I am the man. When I die, they will say, this guy used to say, more communication is better.
Yeah, totally agree with you.
Okay, and we have a subheading somewhere on the forum, more communication is better, and it is. That's why we do these calls, because we can bring info to people. We have more communication. We have more communication archives, and we have the conference call archives. And those three go back to the very beginning.
That's awesome.
So, anyway, what else is going on over there? It sounds like you're as busy as I am, maybe busier, because I don't travel much.
I just got back from Holistic Dental Association in Virginia. It was a dark place, but it was a great little meeting. I got to hear all about embezzlement at doctors' offices by their staff. and how to turn that off. I got to sit through the, if you were not a dentist, you were asked to leave the room while this presentation was made to the dentist. And it was an amazing presentation. So just to sit and listen to this, right? The theft that goes on in a dental practice. I have friends who have been robbed in their practices of nearly $1.1 million, and the other one I think was $2.2 million. So that's a lot of money to have lifted from you for your work, right? Your labor. It's just horrible stuff. So
well,
I don't know what to worry about.
We don't deal in those kind of numbers.
Very true. Just the stuff that's being revealed, right? Everywhere I turn, it's revelation, revelation, revelation. Beautiful time.
Yeah, but unfortunately, most of them are not as positive as people like you and I would hope.
You know what? I think just the showing of everything is the positive, right? It's all being shown. And with every show, the system, has less credibility. So at this point, it's teetering at best. Right, because of their stupidity. I mean, just look collectively around the world. Look at the transgenderism and that stupidity and how it's just taken hold of the planet, right? All of a sudden, it just mushroomed in the last 4 years. It's a very interesting time to raise a child.
You know, I always talk to everybody and I tell everybody, it's not about us. It's about the kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And, you know,
and continue.
I have twin sons, I have 6 grandchildren, and I have 9 great-grandchildren. And my only fear is that none of them are going to live to as old as I am. This world is unfortunately probably going to destroy itself because of man's greed.
Yeah, I think we're leaving that behind. That's what's being left behind. That's the evolution. We're going into the age of Aquarius, which is the opposite of greed. Greed doesn't survive here. We're leaving that which we've inhabited for how long? This was an age, right? These are all ages. So we're going into 1,000 years of happiness. The age of Aquarius, the age of plenty, the age of everything. And ironically, it dovetails with the failure of the paradigm we're currently in, which was a rat wheel, which ended at the New World Order, right? Not anymore.
Well,
it's not going to the New World Order. That just is not going to happen.
Because I told everybody I wanted to live as long as Moses so I could get a staff, a robe, and some sandals.
Well, there you go. That's probably in the cards. Stick around, stay healthy, continue recovering, and keep eliminating the shit in your life that doesn't belong.
Hey, buddy, I'll be on a plane moving from 3 feet below sea level back up to 6,000 feet where the water, the air, everything is better.
Where are you moving to?
Loveland, Colorado.
Boy, oh boy.
Beautiful
okay.
place.
What precipitation? Are you moving for? No, where are you at right now?
Houston. Oy.
Really? I thought you were in Reno somehow.
Boy, I sure wish I was still in Reno, but nope, I haven't been in Reno for the last, since I guess it was September, October 22.
Really? I had no idea.
Well, that's all right. I mean, you don't want the sad part. But hey, I'm going home. That's all that matters. I'm going to a place that is the same altitude. The difference is when I got to Reno, there were 300,000. When I left, there were over 2 million. But I'm going to a place where I only have 75,000. But there's more wildlife than people. And that's the thing I missed the most about Reno when I got there early and on. Okay,
uh-huh.
That just has a way of making me better. I like the wildlife. I like nature. My first degree is in horticulture. I mean, I get along with children and animals better than I do with adults.
Right.
So I feel like I'm going home. I'll be on the plane next Saturday morning. So I'm a happy camper in that respect, but I've never really liked it here because there are too many issues.
Well, you know what, Mel? Mazel tov, brother. What a great thing.
I think
it's
so, sir. Honestly,
it's a homecoming of sorts.
It's exactly how I feel. I'm going home. I'm going where I belong.
That's a beautiful
If I tell you the sad story of leaving Reno, trying to save money to keep my ministry alive, and then almost dying in Tennessee because the house I moved into was either on a toxic dump or it was just so infested with mold, I wound up losing 23 pounds in 35 days without trying and was so weak I couldn't get out of bed. And actually, a woman whose life I saved on this website came, flew there, rented a van, and my best friend and her loaded me into the van. And when we talk about gas, I can send you a picture. Looks like I was ready to go into Auschwitz. I got something.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, and then I was brought here. I didn't ask to come here. I was too sick to ask for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it just didn't work out with this person. We've been good friends for years, and like I said, I saved her life, but we just couldn't live under the same roof. So I wound up getting an apartment that I like, you know, But it's 13 years old, so there's mold here. So I can never be the best I can be when I know I'm in an environment with mold.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, it was decided a while back that I was going to go, but I needed to get healthier than I was when I got here, and I had to have the money. Okay.
Right.
You see, when you work for God, Seth, which I don't know if you totally understand, you just don't make money. It's not what you're doing. It's not why you did it.
Right.
When I was young...
I feel you 1,000%. If you
when I was
knew.
Young, I had $1 million twice before I was 30. And that was like 60 years ago. It never made me happy. I gave most of the money to people who needed it, really. Okay, so, I mean, it's the way my grandma raised me, Max, okay, to be a good kid.
For sure.
Okay, I'll get mine when it's time to go, you know?
Exactly.
Until then, I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. But I needed to move out of here because I can't stand it, okay? And I needed to be where I would be happy so I could even be more effective. And then without being around mold 3 to 6 months, I should feel even 10 times better.
Right.
Absolutely.
Say what now?
I said absolutely. I was acknowledging you.
Okay, well, thank you, sir.
You've always been a supporter.
All right, let's see if we have any questions on anything about Sovereign Silver or Sovereign Copper from anyone in our audience before we introduce our next guest. Now, don't tell me nobody has a question. You guys always do.
That's awesome. They've been doing this for a long time. They can teach you something about the product.
Most of the ones that are here have been on calls with you before. Ah, good. I knew it. It always happens. Okay. So, I'm going to get yelled at. 248. Is that Lori?
That's Michigan.
Okay. 248, come in, please.
Hi, it's me. Lori, yes.
Yeah, okay. What are you waiting for?
No, I couldn't.
Stage entrance introduction?
It's a new phone, and I couldn't figure out how to work it.
Okay, no problem. You know that.
I know. So I have two questions. One on Sovereign Silver and Sovereign Copper. Can you take them, like, right in a row, like the silver and then the copper?
Yeah, you can take them together. Ideally, you take them apart, but you can literally do them back to back. And the only reason I say take them apart is just so the body can absorb one and then the other. However, Sovereign Copper has 10 ppm copper and 2 ppm silver in it, which begs the question. I think I've asked, do you remember the why, Lori? Why the copper has some silver in it?
I don't remember.
Copper is a culturable medium, which means that things will grow in it. Things, just life can develop in copper. So having the presence of a tiny amount of silver precludes that because silver is self-sterilizing. So nothing's going to just magically appear in the bottle. We can't have that happen.
Okay.
That would be very healthy for us as a company. I wonder what I got in the bottle today.
Interesting.
Right?
No, that really is.
We're not selling tequila.
I've been around a while, and I never heard any of this before. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we're not selling tequila.
Okay.
No, I'm not selling tequila.
We let other people do that. Other people sell worms in their bottles. That's not our stick.
Oh, tequila. Right.
What's your other question, Lori?
Okay, so I have an appointment next week to go. I have a big hole in my mouth caused by a big mess. Anyways, since I've been little and... probably one of the reasons I got sick also. And they took out this tooth, but the guy goofed and he took it way down the bone. So I have to go back and have this bone built up. And she's going to check to put a post in it. And so I went to a doctor, I think it was Russo or something. And he looked at all my teeth, of course, and he told me all the bad ones with the silver and all that should go out, that I should take care of. So I did go to a natural dentist, and he sent me to a gal. So, and he did put out there that not to put to do a natural post. Do you know anything about that? How what I should be asking her?
The dentist?
Yeah, like not, I know titanium is bad.
Yeah, you don't want titanium. You never want titanium in the body, and I'll actually defer to Dr. Sean Devlin on that. But I will. I mean, a biological dentist is the most important thing to start to make sure that whatever materials they're using are compatible with you. That's one of the cruxes of biological dentistry is to do compatibility testing with you. They'll do a blood draw, right? You go to a physician, get your blood drawn, they send it off for testing and come up with a list of all of the materials that are safe for you dentally and those that you shouldn't have. You can imagine the list you shouldn't have will include mercury, lead, tin, aluminum, all sorts of things that you may or may not consider. But the fact that you have them identified and you have a dentist who will never use those materials in you is priceless. Because your health starts in your mouth, Lori. You can fix yourself all you want to. If your mouth's a wreck, you're never going to be fixed. There's something you can look up, the dental tooth chart meridian. Dental meridian tooth chart. You know what I'm talking about?
No, but I'll look it up.
Dental meridian tooth chart. Look it up. It is a fascinating thing. When something goes wrong with a tooth and it relates to an organ, and you look at it yourself and be like, okay, I've got an answer. I've got an answer. It's the ultimate, it's God's gift to us, right? We're born with 32 teeth. They each relate to things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a schematic. It's a priceless schematic. Use it like that. And so your websites for biological dentists in America, 248, you're Michigan, right? Or that's a Michigan number?
Yeah. I'm Michigan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So your best, the websites for biological dentistry in America are www.holisticdental.org. That's the oldest group. These are all amazing biological dentists. Their number one is no mercury fillings. A silver filling is more mercury than anything. It's at least 51% mercury. And it off-gasses into your mouth and your brain for your entire life. I had a whole mouthful of them. It's horrible. And every time I had one removed, it was like I had a weight lifted from me, like an anvil removed from my back.
Huh.
Like an out-of-body experience. It was surreal every time I had one out and I had a mouthful of them. So holisticdental.org is your first one. www.iaom, like Mary, T like Tom, I-A-O-M-T, .org.
Okay, I think that's the one I found that he's
okay.
That's when I look it up, that comes up on him.
That's the biggest group. And then the last one is www.iab, like boy, D like David, M like Mary, iabdm.org. International Academy of Biological Dentistry and Medicine. This is their no root canal doctors. And for the record, I'm not a fan of root canals.
Okay.
Not a fan of root canals. They're a really terrible thing. My parents had a collection of root canals between them. So we spent the last couple of years of their lives going and having teeth removed.
Wow.
Yeah, just something to be really, really considerate of, right? This is no small matter. The mouth is everything. Everything that happens in your life starts in your mouth.
Okay. How about posts? The titanium posts.
Titanium is not something you want. You can really look into that. Take a long, deep dive into that. So titanium toxicity, again, I'll defer to Dr. Devlin on that.
Mm-hmm.
There are instances where you've got to rebuild someone. You're left with few choices. That's an entirely different orthopedic kind of story. I don't think we're talking about that at all. When we're talking dental, it's super important, but the elective of the materials used.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I'm glad you clarified that because I have a titanium hip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, there are issues with it, and how do you counteract them? I'm delighted that Dr. Devlin's on the call because he can address these things. He can speak to them like a clinician. Here's what he's found. Here's what he's seen. You know, and there's just the more you learn, the more empowered we are. Right. That's the entire premise of this. So thank you for
knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
That's right. It's all over my website, knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
You can never get enough of it either.
Amen. Thank you, God.
All right. Anybody else with a question before we go ahead and let Dr. Sean Devlin? Sean, I can't believe it. I didn't realize it. One of my sons is named Sean. Mel, wake up.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You'll love
the duality here.
No, I'm sure I'm going to. All right. Uh-huh. Welcome, Sean, and please, you take go ahead and take the floor.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on the call, Mel. The my background is in sort of integrative oncology and integrative medicine with the focus on, you know, people who suffer from what they call CFIDS or ME-CFS. And that would include and encompass folks who had Morgellons. And the problem is, unfortunately, my experience has been with Morgellons is a lot of folks end up being discounted very early on as sort of this delusional, paradermatosis kind of situation where people are just, hey, listen, they're mentally ill and they have a dermatological condition brought on most likely by bad behaviors, right? So my concern always has been that it's really sad to throw them into that bucket right away without doing appropriate workup. So that's one of the things I learned early on, getting these folks worked up pretty quickly. There's a lot of traditional diagnostics that can be done, but there's also some integrative diagnostics. And those are the things that I think of, whether it be dark field microscopy or using, sort of next generation labs, whether it be Igenix or Red Labs or places like Vibrant. They're able to sort of do deeper dives on folks' condition and give us a better idea of what's going on. Because there's a whole spectrum. There's people with, obviously an occult infection. There's people who have maybe cleared the infection but still have some sort of autoimmune remnant that is causing them to be symptomatic. So that's sort of in a nutshell when it comes to Morgellons. But overall, doing functional integrative medicine, the goal is to keep looking under rocks until you find a reasonable, logical diagnosis versus, being lazy, which is like, hey, listen, this is what it looks like to me. That's what it is. Therefore, I labeled you with that. And that's unfortunately kind of where a lot of us end up in traditional healthcare is because either you don't have the training experience and the old adage is you do not know what you do not know. So that's sort of my take on things.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because, that's something that I had to deal with, from before I even started the website. But now this is going to floor you. July 13th in 2006, my doctor, who was a GY in general practitioner, a woman, and I prefer women doctors and dentists because I always felt they were more sensitive. But anyway, my doctor, despite the fact she said we cannot be friends, we became great friends. And the more I studied under different holistic practitioners before I got ill, and while I was ill, and after I was ill, the more we sort of shared a lot of different things. Well, she didn't know what to do with me when this all started. She just knew me long enough and well enough to know I was not crazy. Okay? So she sent me to the cancer clinic after it got so bad that I had sores from my ankles to the back of my neck. She didn't know what to do. So in the cancer clinic, I have to stand there in my boxer shorts almost a half a day while everyone who worked there looked at me because I got diagnosed by them, and it's in her folder in the paperwork that they sent her back, that I was the first confirmed case of Morgellons, a disease the government claims doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And so everybody that I've dealt with from day one has always wound up coming and staying here because it's like a Lyme person once told me. If you don't have it, you don't get it. I mean, you could not understand this because this is so far-fetched out of the realm of reality as anyone knew it then, and even today people want to ignore it. But more and more people are coming to understand this is not a joke, this is real, and mainstream media is never going to do that. You know, somebody said, I stay with you for a few years, And I said, yeah, well, it's better staying with me for a few years than staying with Big Pharma the rest of your life. So I totally understand what you're saying because I've heard it forever. But I assure people that when people find this a safe place, because everybody here is here because they have some form of a toxic disease. That's why this website is so unique. It is a safe haven for those who suffer from toxic diseases with 15-year history of the ability to cure 22 of them if you just don't give up hope, because it took forever to get that sick and it's going to take a few years to get better. But you don't have to be here forever. You just have to not give up hope. And you have to be brave, because all the different things you're going to be asked to do and all the changes you're going to be asked to make in the way you think about water, the way you think about food, the way you think about sleep. I mean, no one in this country drinks enough water, and most nobody gets enough rest. I can only do what I do because of the amount of rest I get. And I'm not kidding. I went to sleep last night. It was 5 o'clock, and it was still light. And I didn't care. I was tired. And I knew I was going to be up 3, 4 in the morning to continue the pack. And I'm not adverse to doing that when I'm tired. I just don't care. My health is the most important thing at this point in time. Because it's not only me. What about all the people who are depending on me now? Sort of created a monster for myself. My responsibility is for everybody else. I got everything I want. I just want to get more people better.
Mm.
So, I think I said my piece, ran my mouth. I usually do that, sir. Seth can attest to it.
So, Mel, I just wanted to tell you that, you know, there's been some respect in this area, and there's several these are focused on it, some directly. One of the places that just published 23 is Oklahoma State University, and they did a pretty interesting study where they actually did these repetitive biopsies of these skin lesions and able to isolate the DNA from some infectious organs, some pretty odd ones too. So I'm not sure if you would like that reference. I certainly can send it on to Seth and he can get it to you.
That'd be great. Again, more knowledge, I'll publish it on my website and let my people read it.
Great.
There was recently a Lyme conference within the last 6 weeks, and it was the first time that it was also the topic of discussion was Morgellons is real. Do you know about that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I kind of aware of it because I did my training with iLADS and I've been involved with several conferences, you know, did education around that CFIDS ME-CFS model. The funny thing is I first heard about it probably when I was still a resident, because I had some time that I spent in an integrative practice, and one of the gentlemen who would work at that practice was a guy by the name of Harvey Biggleson. And he first introduced me to dark field microscopy, and he would show me all sorts of critters on these live blood exams. And I was like, what is this? Like, I've never heard of any of this sort of stuff. But I guess that's kind of an example of seeing is believing, you know?
No, I understand. You know, it's interesting. People would come to me, okay, and this you'll really get a kick out of. And there are people on this call that can attest to this very thing. And they would come to me, and they would talk to me, okay? And then a certain percentage of the people, everyone gets a free call. And then people decided they wanted coaching. Well, all my coaching customers have heard this, because they'll also come on Sunday to prayer, where it's not taped, recorded, it's less formal. It usually lasts longer because we have prayer, and then we have fellowship, and then we have horrible jokes. Okay. But people come to me, they talk to me, they say, I'm going to the doctor, I'm getting blood work done to find out what I have. And I say, okay, go ahead, spend the money. Oh, my insurance covers it. Oh, yeah, they're going to love it. They're going to give you every test in the world if insurance covers it. They get more money from the insurance company. So they come back and they say, I just got my results. And I go, okay, before you tell us what they told you, how about I tell you what you got? Well, I don't know exactly how, and I don't know exactly why, but this is a gift that the Lord has given me. I can tell you by talking to you after four times exactly what you have and what your co-infections are by the questions I answer and the answers you give me based on 15 years and probably talking, oh, I don't know, let's say a minimum of 1,000 people in a year. Okay? So, I mean, is Nancy on this call? Nancy, you here?
Yeah.
You've heard people say that about me, right?
Correct.
And did you have Rocky Mountain fever too?
Yep.
And I just diagnosed it for you before the doctor did?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Seth and Sean, don't ask me how. I'm telling you, it's a godsend. It's a gift. But I can do this with everybody. And I'm telling you, I make the people, first thing I try to do is make them laugh. Because when they get here, they are sure they're going to die. They've been told there's no way out of here. And that's the farthest thing from the truth. So that's my story about tests and all that. Back in the day, there were no tests when I first got sick. And this was interesting, you guys. I hope I don't insult anybody, but I usually do. The Holman Foundation claimed this guy, this lunatic guy, he never had Morgellons. Well, then I got well, and they claimed I wasn't well. So John Berksteiner from Logos Nutritionals found a company that had done of many tests, and so they had results. And they compared my blood to those who were sick and said, if he was sick, he no longer is sick. And that was the last time that I had any dealings with those people. And I've always wondered, why would they bring thousands of people into a basketball hall court or something and have their annual meeting when everyone there is sick? I never understood that one. Nobody has a comment. That's okay. I'm the bad guy. So go ahead, Sean. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I just, you know, I'm not sure exactly, you know, what sort of the topics you guys normally address. But really, at the end of the day, the thing that I'm dealing with a lot more often than not is the complication of some underlying cancer and people's their long COVID or, you know, I guess that's the new phrase for it. Unfortunately, dealing with this chronic debilitating immune system dysfunction, and I would kind of describe it as something between, you know, kind of somebody who's had chemotherapy and somebody who's had, like, you know, HIV, where the immune system just isn't as robust as it used to be, and its ability to do its job has been impaired, either post-infection or post-vaccine. And I'm just seeing more and more of that through my clinic, and it's frustrating because obviously without a competent immune system, you're prone to a lot of diseases and a lot of infectious problems.
Okay, did you mention cancer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I better be quiet here. I know all about cancer. I studied under Rick Simpson.
Yes,
that was my first teacher. Huh?
Yeah, he was famous for his cannabinoids and cancer.
That's correct. Okay. And then I studied under, hold on a second, he's hiding in South America. Poor Rick's hiding in Switzerland. A government wants to oil, and the second doctor taught me how to extract the oil without cooking it. And let me tell you, I cry when I see the Danny Thomas ads. Because if people would smarten up and learn how to use the oil, kids would never have to be dealt any form of chemo whatsoever. Now, I don't know how many people you've seen cured, but I know how many I've cured. And I'm sure one day, I mean, the government's been at my door once, and I'm sure they'll come back. You know, what am I going to do? I'm not going to help someone who's dying when I know how to fix it.
Right.
So, I mean, have you experimented at all with it?
You know, well, yeah. I mean, I'm very familiar with the cannabis and cannabis extracts, and actually did research on those compounds prior to even going to medical school. You know, the complicated part of using cannabinoids a lot of times is how clean that source is. Really, nowadays, since a lot of it's illegal across more than, you know, 50% of the states in the U.S., either medically, you know, recreationally or both, we're able to get cleaner compounds. But I think the real research is looking at these cocktails of cannabinoids. So in my mind, I always think of, you know, like, hey, you know, there's a role for THC that is probably the most notorious, right? Because it's used to, you know, relieve anxiety. It creates a level of euphoria, the quote unquote high that people experience. And then the other is kind of its role as an anti-nausea agent and helping with some aspects of pain. But I think the power really comes when you create cocktails of cannabinoids to include things like CBD, CBN, CBG, in an effort to more personalize the experience of the user and protect them from the potential side effects that are brought on by higher doses of THC, which can, you know, include, you know, psychoses or near psychoses as far as an experience goes. But yeah.
Well, yeah, some people can't handle it at all, okay?
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying. But I mean, first of all, my most favorite thing is gardening, okay? More than hockey, more than trains, more than anything. I mean, I grew my own food in two closets in Reno for years. Had my neighbors coming to the door for lettuce every 21 days and cherry tomatoes and all kinds of things. So I had... In 2004 in Nevada, they allowed medical marijuana. I believe over 3,000 people applied and 34 permits were issued. Now, I was crippled in a wheelchair then, so I got one, okay? And I didn't really know about all of this stuff until about 10, okay? So I hadn't had my hip replaced until I found the magician, because for 32 years, whether I went to Europe, no matter where I went, no matter how much money they charged, every orthopedic surgeon told me I'm not going to walk again and get used to it. And then I find this man, okay, and he sits down, he looks me in the eyes, he says, I don't know if any one guy can do it, but he said, I'd try to put a team together for you and give it a shot. Well, man, when I looked up the next day from the bed at these three guys' faces, and they looked like Cheshire cats, I figured they did a good job. Now, I have this titanium hip for since 12 years. No issues at all. Now, yeah, there might be something going on that's inhibiting me from being healthier than I am, but I think if I was any healthier, I'd need bail money.
Wow. That's funny.
For my age, I'm awful healthy.
That's great.
No, it's everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have it, you got nothing.
That's true.
All right, I'm sorry, but everyone already knows how much I interrupt.
No, you're good, you're good. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I know that Seth had helped facilitate this gathering with you today, Mel, and I just want to thank him for that. The other issue is like, I guess for any of those folks out there who aren't familiar with his products, they should become familiar with them, and especially if we roll into another pandemic. The thing for us at our clinic, which remained open throughout the entire time of the COVID lockdown, we basically, you know, almost had on tap his silver product, and it was something that went out into the hands of many of our patients with or without COVID, and I believe it made a difference as far as prevention goes and as far as clearing the illness goes. I think our sum total of patients treated neared about 500 for positive COVID patients during that time, of which only one went to the hospital and nobody died. But there's a lot of things ongoing. I mean, we were very aggressive with early treatment, including some of the medications that were sort of mocked in the media. But we had already looked at data coming out of Italy, coming out of China and India that sort of guided us and how we played our hands, at least from the practice of medical care.
Well, it's interesting. You know Robert Scott Bell, I'm sure.
Of course, yes.
All right. So Robert is a frequent guest here. And, you know, he become a really dear friend because he also likes the garden. And he always works along the lines of what's going on. And we do a lot about talk about 5G and the negative effects. But the silver and copper, they have such a place in what's happening today that it's hard. Again, it's a new thing, and it's more money, and the people who I deal with are very low on funds, because if you have a toxic disease and you have to try to fix it, even here, it costs a certain amount of money. Okay. But without it, you don't have nearly a chance anymore. Because,
right.
Again, the toxicity has increased so much quicker than it ever did before. And I don't know how we're going to ever stop it, but I figure Seth has some ideas on that one. But without the products, I keep saying the protocol ain't proper if you don't take your copper. And I mean, that is the only second thing that we've ever found that actually kills the parasitic component of most toxic diseases. That's amazing.
Yeah.
The other part is the good old MMS, which we had to change the name, of course, to WPS. But the way that the body responds to them is completely different, and some people just refuse to do the WPS. And now we have another venue that they can introduce that will not have the same effect as it did, but will do the same job to kill that parasitic component. And that is a very special blessing.
I have muted myself. You guys hear me?
Yep.
Glad you unmuted. I thought you hung up and came back in.
I did hang up and come back in because I somehow muted myself, so I couldn't say anything because I kept wanting to. When I spoke earlier... When I spoke earlier, Mel, and you engaged me so beautifully as you always do, I neglected to mention what I meant to, and that was that Dr. Sean taught me really clearly a few weeks ago that copper is going to be contraindicated in some cancers. And I don't want to leave this call without having gotten into that. I'd love him to speak to that. But what he taught me was that copper obviously propagates neomicrovascularization, right? The development of new blood vessels, which is a great thing. Except if you have cancers, and there's going to be cancers where you definitely don't want that kind of a thing because you don't want new highway for metastasis. But Doc, could you please speak to that? Because you elaborated so beautifully on it.
Yeah. So the data suggests that if you have, you know, a whole bunch of copper in your system, that's sort of a pool that can be called upon for recruitment of new blood vessels through chemokines being released by cancer cells. On the flip side, there is the potential for appropriate copper levels to function as part of an anti-cancer side effect, right? So in other words, it's needed also by some of the players in the body for getting rid of cancer. But the sad part is a lot of people never check copper levels, right? And so one of the first things you do is you check your copper level on your patient. And if it's too high, there's ways to sequester that copper or compete with that copper using zinc. And then you can get those levels to drop. But you want to have normal copper levels or slightly lower if you have a heavy disease burden of cancer. But the other issue is copper is so important to a lot of other biological functions, you don't want to totally ablate it. You don't want to totally put yourself into a deficient state. So you want to find the medium, which is going to be about the 50th percentile and the 25th percentile is that perfect window to be in.
And then with our copper, so I think that's beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Doc. That's just brilliant. With our copper, you know, it's 10 parts per million, so it's 0.001%. It goes in, does its job, and leaves the body. I think bioaccumulation is a huge thing to understand. There is no bioaccumulation of our products. Nothing we make stays in the body. It goes in, does its job, and leaves. So if there's a history of cancer in the family, if one has cancer, this is something you definitely want to avoid for the meantime. And then until you get an all clear and you realize it is something you can at some point reintroduce when you've got a lot of clearance, when you're far from whatever diagnosis that person had. Okay?
Okay, is there anything else that you want to speak on, Seth, today?
I just wanted to express my deep gratitude for you all. You guys stay the course. You have always, you've been exceptional to us. We're honored to serve you. You've said, you know, there's something, who knows what's coming down the pike. We know that there's all sorts of fear porn being parlayed all across the world, right? Like Dr. Sean just said. Who knows, the next pandemic, whatever the case may be. If you have your immune systems intact, Dad was very prescient, right? We called it sovereign silver for a reason, to maintain your sovereignty, which means your self-determination. You can use this stuff and pretty much not need anything from anyone else. There are other great antiparasitics that we now know about the whole world. They're part of the lexicon. So ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. These are all readily available things. Between those, our silvers and our coppers and an organic diet, make a lot of love and smile a lot. Have a really good oral health. Whatever you got to do to get your oral health right, do it. Because that might be the thing that's holding you back too. But I love being here with you guys on a Saturday, Mel. Thank you for not doing it on Sunday.
We have prayer every Sunday since June, second Sunday in June 2010, because so many of these folks at the beginning, they can't even go to church. They don't want to go to church. They don't want anybody to see their sores. We do church here.
You're never going to be on a Sunday. You're so gracious. Thank you for everything you do. And thank you to all you members of the community for seeking and not giving up. Right? Life is a function of hope. If there's hope, there's life. Life ceases when it becomes hopeless. So never lose your hope. We're all in this together.
Never, ever, ever give up hope is all over this website. Those who do not give up hope get well.
Exactly.
That's the truth. All right, Dr. Sean Devlin, is there anything? Let me ask you, if I contact you, can we talk more about the endocannabinoid system with the most receptors in the human body of any type of receptor?
Yep, absolutely. For sure. I'm happy to talk about that.
Okay, because, hey, if I can learn more and then I can help people better, I want to do it. Okay, thank you. Is there anything you'd like to say to the group in closing? Well, we're so glad you joined us. I mean, this was a great idea that Seth formulated, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago when we were just having a conversation. I think he had just done something with you.
I think you got us in the car together, and it just percolated as a conversation. And hey, so all I did was Jake called me.
Did I suggest you bring him with you?
I think you did. I'm pretty sure. I can take nothing but honor. I can only be pleased that Doc's here with us today, that he agreed to. But I was just the only catalyst. I was taking a phone call from you.
Hey, no.
All power to God, brother. All power to God.
Hey, Mel, this is Peter. Can I ask Dr. Devlin a quick question?
You sure can.
Dr. Devlin, I teach nutrition, and I'm a nutritionist, and I also do medical research for Mel and others. I was curious if you have any recent studies on, you mentioned the relationship between copper and angiogenesis. I was wondering if you have any recent studies that you can make available to me in that regard.
Yeah, so what I'll do is I just sent the Morgellons paper over to Seth. So he's going to have that. Since I have easy access to Seth, I will send him a couple papers on the role of copper in neoangiogenesis. Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, and I don't want people to be scared of copper, but I want people to abuse copper, if that makes sense. We've had several patients come in with extremely high levels of copper because they were treating like joint disease, or they had chronic pain, or
maybe they were dealing with fibromyalgia, and they got some relief, but the problem is that that's a cofactor for some of the nefarious things with cancer. I mean, the same could go for, you know, glutamine and glutamate. Same thing could go for, obviously, sugar and, you know, iron. And so the list goes on of things that cancer uses, but that we in some ways also need. So I think it's a mixed message if you take one side or the other. And I think you have to be very appropriate with how you see copper, right? It's not necessarily a cure-all, but it's not necessarily a bad guy either.
Well, I think that's admirable and commendable, nothing short of commendable, sir. I would love to see any study showing relationship. And what you're showing is, you know, the look a little deeper and make sure you're looking at all angles of what copper does. And I think that's really, really goes to the heart of your integrity. I admire you for that. I would love to see those studies because I've done a body of work on angiogenesis, and I had no idea that copper played a role, so I'm always looking to grow in, you know, in understanding physiology. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah,
you guys are amazing. I'd also like to step in and just make a suggestion as well. Anyone in the group, you can get online and do searches for things like CU, which is copper, right on the elemental table. CU and angiogenesis. CU oncolytic. CU being cancer, and you're going to find just a lot of results, right? And then you've got to pick through the data. But it gives you an inordinate body of work to sort through and get a feel for. Then you got to read studies, and you got to make sure that they read properly and that they're above board. So there's that. But there's the internet is a huge open place for this kind of research as well. So I wanted to invite that. Thank you, Dr. No,
thanks, Seth. I'm looking forward to taking my discovery there now that you guys have made me aware of this. I appreciate you guys a great deal for that.
Yes, sir.
All right. I have one more question for the both of you guys because it dawned on me that I've been I have a patient, okay, who's been around for a long time because she just didn't want to listen or do everything she needed to for about 3 years. And then she started doing everything she's supposed to and really got much better. And now all of a sudden, she's having tremors. And I said, what did you have, an earthquake? And she said, no, Mel, I'm starting to shake. So what do you mean you're starting to shake? And so I said, you know, maybe we ought to call Seth 5-dose copper and see if that helps.
The 5x5 copper.
What?
No, I'm chuckling at the 5x5 copper, but no, I think it's more what's her heavy metals look like? What does she do for a living? What did she do? Start there. What does her mouth look? What does her mouth look like?
I don't know. No, of course I don't know. I've never
is
seen her.
Oh.
Never seen
her.
No, she's not here today.
Okay.
She was never a great patient. But she's a nice person, and she really got better after she got tired and not doing all the right things. And now lately, after being well for like almost, I don't know, 7-8 months in a row, she's telling me that she's shaking. And I'm wondering why someone is shaking. And I'm saying, well, maybe, you know, she doesn't have enough of something, or she's got too much of something. You're thinking it might have to do with the fillings in her mouth?
It could be anything. Did she get a jab? Did she get a COVID jab?
No. Listen, I have 100. Well, I got 160 regulars. Okay, and we preach no jab ever.
Awesome.
And only two of them took a jab, and they did it after I, you know, we told them not to. And
Mel, listen, I'm going to defer to Doc on this, but I would say. I would be remiss if that wasn't one of the first questions.
Okay, well, hey.
Just to clear it, right? Just to clear it, and it was asked. That's all. I take my hat off to you for your position. I share it with you.
Oh, no, I know you do. But I know she didn't take the jab.
Okay, good. Good. So that's one less thing. We're able to remove that as a possibly contributing factor.
No, your teeth is a good idea because she's vain.
She's vain. Yeah, the shakes and vanity are not going to be a good combination for sure.
Right, no, so I'm going to check what's in her mouth, okay? And if she tells me she's got this and that and the other thing, I'm going to tell her, go get it out and you'll stop shaking.
Right.
Okay? No, that's an interesting thought. And because I know her and I know how she is, okay, that's a possibility. She might have had dentures. She might have had calves. Who knows? Okay? But I'll ask, because I never thought about it. Because the only teeth I don't have been knocked out either in a hockey game or when I drove off the cliff. The rest of them are doing fine.
Oh, that poor cliff.
You ain't kidding. All right, gentlemen. I want to thank you both so much. I mean, really, from the bottom of my heart. Every time we get more information, new information, it makes us stronger. It makes us healthier. So I'm going to say that in a couple of months when I'm in my new home and I've settled in and I've totally unpacked, we'll try to set up another call. And as soon as I get your information, Sean, I probably call you and want to steal just 10 or 15 minutes the first call just to get a better feel of your position and go over some of my experiences. Myofibrosis, I can't speak English. I can't spell either because I quit. Yeah, I've cured that with the oil. It was the most. I have the most amazing testimonial from a young woman. No comments?
No.
To thank Doc for being here. I wanted to thank, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Dr. Sean, for joining us on the call today. I thought that was an exceptional offer of yours. What a kindness, which is testament to who you are. And Mel, you're a gem. You both are gems and saviors of humanity for what you do. So deep love and appreciation. We all serve the same here. We're all about family, freedom, life, liberty, and happiness. So welcome to the Great Awakening. It's going to be epic.
Mm-hmm. All righty. I want to thank you, gentlemen, once again. Sean, I'll be calling you. Seth, you're one of my favorites, and you're a fan favorite with my people. I'll tell you that. And I'm really glad to have a new liaison because I think we can accomplish more than we have even before. Everybody, let's all on a count of three just say 1, 2, 3, thank you. 1, 2, 3, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, we're back. We're back tomorrow with prayer fellowship and some crummy jokes. But there'll be no call next Saturday. I don't think I'll be ready. But if I am, we'll know by Wednesday. A post will be made, and we'll have Welcome to Colorado call. So everybody have a good week. Remember, if you need me and you know my number, must be a coaching customer, just pick up the phone and call me. Thank you, Seth. Thank you, Sean. God bless you both for willing to give up your precious time to help my people. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.